Welcome to Heart Driven Hustle Midweek Healthy Bites. Take a 5-minute breather with us as we share insights into different aspects of holistic health to help you become the healthiest, happiest version of you. Have you ever heard the term one man's food is another man's poison? And ever wondered what that's all about? Well, we are all individuals, and this is especially true when it comes to food. I mean, a certain type of food may provide you with energy, yet it leaves another person feeling sluggish and ill. For example, coffee is something which polarizes so many people. So for one person, they can feel absolutely fine, yet to others, they may feel jittery just from a single cup. Now, let me introduce you to the concept of bio-individuality, which is precisely this. I mean, we are all unique individuals, and there is no one-size-fits-all solution which will cater to each and every person's individualized requirements. In this particular episode, I'm talking from a nutritional perspective, but bio-individuality also applies to all areas of our health. So from career, to exercise, to relationships, we all have very different ideas of what satisfies us and what energizes us too. I mean, we are all unique, and health is so multidimensional, and there are so many factors which come into play which make us all individuals. And this is exactly why it can be so overwhelming when attempting to decipher the wealth of information which exists, particularly around diet and nutrition. What you'll find is one piece of information promotes a certain diet, while another is in direct conflict to it. Just think about dairy. One will say dairy is good for you, another says stay away from it. Same with grains. Grains are good, grains are bad. It's all about high fat, it's about low fat, etc., etc. Then there's also this idea about restricting calories and counting grams of fats and carbs, which is quite outdated. And instead, the focus needs to shift to a more personalized eating approach. In fact, bio-individual diets are now proven to lower the chance of many lifestyle diseases such as obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and more. So how do you know what's going to work for you? And the short answer is you're probably not going to like it. It's trial and error and experimenting to figure out which diet or lifestyle works for you at this particular point in your life. If I was to tell you that it was XYZ, then I mean, I've missed the point already. In fact, any diet which doesn't account for these differences misses out on a very large piece of the puzzle. Yes, as I suggested, we are all bio-individuals. So when it comes down to trying out different ways of eating in order to find what is optimum for you and the foods that make you feel best, it really is all about experimentation. So let's have a look at some of the factors which come into play here. Now, our body composition, such as height and weight, along with our metabolism, are one of the determinants in our daily caloric requirements, but it is not the only one. For example, did you know that the state of our health will also determine our nutritional requirements? Let's look at, say, a pregnant or breastfeeding woman. Now, she's going to require more calories to meet her nutritional needs than, say, that same woman who is not in that particular stage of her life. The same is true for someone who is ill. They will also have additional requirements as to when they are healthy. Now, I mentioned briefly, but the stage of our life is also important. So are we growing or are we getting older? As we tend to age, our requirements will also lessen. And if we continue to eat the same way at 40 as we did at age 20, our body is not going to respond in the same way as it did back then because our needs are vastly different. Our upbringing and culture is also another major determinant in the types of foods that we can process. So consider, what did your mother eat while she was pregnant? What were you fed as a baby? And what was the environment like that you were born into? I mean, our bodies are absolutely amazing and they have this genetic predisposition to better process the foods from where our grandparents originated. We live in such a multicultural society these days with access to so many different foods from around the world that we often forget how it was back in our grandparents' time. Our bodies would typically metabolize foods better that our grandparents ate due to our genetic makeup. So, for example, if your grandparents came from Italy, you might find yourself attracted to the Mediterranean diet and more easily able to digest gluten and pasta. The different seasons throughout the year are another factor to consider in our nutritional requirements as well. And this is particularly evident where there are more extreme differences between the winter and summer months. So where to from here? Take a look at your own way of eating. Are you in tune with what your body needs? Or are you noticing that you're feeling sluggish or slightly off after eating certain types of meals? Our bodies are pretty amazing, and they will often try to tell us exactly what they need. So I put to you to instead focus on listening to your body over the next week and following its cues instead of just your existing routine. So what I mean is, if you're not hungry at, say, a set mealtime, try a lighter option such as a smoothie or a broth. Or maybe try changing up your usual breakfast of toast for something else if it doesn't leave you feeling satiated for very long. Once you've done this, we'd absolutely love to know if you're noticing any changes after following your own intuition in this way. So slide into our DMs and let us know, because we do read everything and we will certainly get back to you. See you next time. Thanks for joining us today. If you've loved what you've heard and are curious about up-leveling your own health, we're offering each of our listeners a free 30-minute discovery call and soul session as a thank you gift. We'll dive deep into your health goals, your motivations, and your desires, so you're left with a feeling of clarity and inspiration. So slide into our Instagram DMs at journeytohappiness.mvmt. See you next time.